The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. We hope things will get better this coming year in 2011. We want to see the economy pick up, unemployment drop, the national debt downsize. Yes, the national debt shrinking. We would also like to see big government downsize as well. We would also hope individuals can whittle their debt down. We would like to see the crime rate begin to decrease across America, and what a need that is. We would like to see better child rearing, better teaching and training for our kids by their parents and by the schools as well as the churches. We would like to see the drug and the alcoholic problems diminish and the terror threat diminish as well. How about the divorce rate? We would like to see that begin to decrease. We would like to see more marriages and less live-ins and no same-sex marriages at all or no same-sex live-ins. We would like to hear truth from politicians and religious leaders. Now, I have only mentioned some of our evils, our curses that we are living with, and none of them are pleasant to live with. We would like to see things fixed. It seems that everything is broken and turned upside down. My friends, there is an urgent need to begin fixing things in America and turning things right side up. Time is running out very quickly for our nation. How many licks and blows can we stand and still survive as a nation? I can tell you, we have just about reached our limit. We are very near the end of our rope as a sovereign nation. Where do we go from here? Will our newly elected officials begin tackling and solving our problems? Will things get better in 2011? We hope so. How will things be by January 2012? We hope and pray that our leaders will begin turning to the one and the only source that can and would lead us, our nation, out of our severe problems. That one and only source is God Almighty. That's why we are in severe trouble, because we have turned our back on our Creator. And unless we turn to God, repent, and cry out in sincerity and truth for His mercy, His guidance, and help as a nation, including our political and our religious leaders and the populace, acknowledge our many sins before our God, then I can tell you that all the evils and curses we have now in January 2011 will be much more severe by 2012 of January. Plus, we will have new problems as well. We have thought we can get along quite well without God, and we still think that today. We claim to be a Christian nation. That means Christ-like. Well, are we like Christ? No, my friends, we are as far from Christ as the East is from the West. Now, you may think that's tough words, but that is true. We are as far from Christ, as far from being like Christ, as the East is from the West, as a nation. In every presidential address to the nation, they close with these words, "May God bless America." You may pray for that as well. Do you realize that God wants to bless America? But do you also realize that we won't let God do that because of our many sins? Notice what God had to say in Isaiah 59, beginning in verse 1. And this is for our nation today. This is an end time prophecy that God knew would be in our end time. Isaiah 59, verse 1 says this, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear." God is plainly telling anyone, whether it's an individual or a nation, that he is quite capable of hearing and delivering. But he continues in verse 2 to tell us why he doesn't. Notice what verse 2 says. Verse 2 of Isaiah 59 says this, "But your iniquities have separated you from your God." Now, God means your sins, your lawless deeds, the way that you think, the way that you live your life, your attitude, and your lifestyle. God says it's not patterned after Jesus Christ, and he says it has separated us from our God. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. God doesn't beat around the bush. He lets us know very plainly why he doesn't hear and deliver you as an individual, or hear and deliver this nation. Yes, my friends, if you want God to hear and answer you, you have to meet his requirements. It has to be on God's terms. Now, that's something that most aren't willing to do, is to let God be in charge or let God be the boss. And until we learn that lesson, our problems will continue to worsen and new ones will be added. It will not be better by January 2012 if there is not a change in spirit, and that means the mind, the thinking, and the attitude of man. That also means his character. We must come to the point that we believe our Maker, our parent, that he is much wiser and much smarter than we. In Jeremiah 10, verse 23, God makes it very plain that man cannot direct his steps in the right path without God. Notice what God says in Jeremiah 10, verse 23. O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. God is telling us that without God, unless you are connected to God by his Holy Spirit, which is very possible if you will just obey God, God is telling us that we will walk the wrong path every time. We will walk in the way of death, the way that leads to death and a miserable life getting there. But we as a world, nation or individual, don't believe that. We still think our way is right and that we are just as smart and wise as God, or even more so. We don't believe what God said in Proverbs 14, verse 12. It says this, "There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." And in Jeremiah 10, verse 23, remember what it said. It said, "O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps." That's what God is telling us here in Proverbs. There is a way which seems right to a man. That's cut off from God. The way that seems right to man is the way that's cut off from God. The way that seems right to a man is the way of Satan and his demons. Even though we see the severe trouble that we are in as an individual, a family, a community, a nation, and the world, we still think our way, our thinking, our actions are right. We want to admit that it is the God of this age, Satan the devil, that we are serving. In Ephesians 2 and verse 1, notice what Paul had to say here, inspired by God. Ephesians 2 and verse 1, "And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins." Paul is speaking to the church, those that have surrendered their life to God and Christ. He said, "You were dead in trespasses and sins," meaning that that's the path that we were on, those that finally surrendered to God. We were on that path as well, making it very plain that the way that we naturally live without God and Christ leading us by the Holy Spirit is the way that leads to death, eternal death, and a miserable life until we die the first death. And my friends, that's where we are now. We see the miserable life that this world is living, and perhaps you are one of them, because the way of sin brings all these problems and curses on us. Ephesians 2, verse 2 continues, "In which you once also walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience." Yes, Paul says this whole world is walking in the way of sin, and that is Satan's way. Yes, Satan is the god of this earth, and his spirit or mindset, his attitude and his character is working and all that will not yield to God. And he's trying his best to work in those that are yielding to God as well. There's a big difference between asking God to bless you or to bless America and asking God to help you and America to obey and live by God's word so he can bless you and bless America. There's a big difference, my friend. It takes you yielding to God. We aren't willing to obey God, to rend our hearts, not our garments. We would like God's richest blessings while we ignore the word and the way of our Maker. As our sins have increased, so have our curses. And God has told us our nation that these curses will overtake us. And he has also told us that he has brought those curses upon us that we're living with now because of our many sins. Ephesians 2 and verse 3 continues, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. This verse tells us where this world is, and as long as we are fulfilling the desires of the flesh and mind, we will not turn to God, and we will not, even our leaders, our political and our spiritual leaders, will not solve our problems. Our problems, our curses, will continue to get worse and more of them. Now I ask if things will be better for our nation and for you as an individual by January 2012. We hope it will, but it will take a spiritual revival of rending our hearts to our God. And we aren't going to do that. Our leaders will continue to lie on their beds of ivory. And that's what God says about our leaders. And of course that would apply to anyone that wants his way and doesn't want to turn to God. Notice what God says in Amos 6, beginning in verse 3. It says, woe to you who put far off the day of doom, who cause the seat of violence to come near. Could this be speaking about those who will break all rules to get theirs and get out, and not really trying to tighten belts on spending and paying off the national debt, or trying to do anything about the moral and the spiritual condition of our nation? Verse 3 says, woe to you who put far off the day of doom. Perhaps meaning they would be saying, we will solve our problems, the day of doom won't come. Verse 3 also said, who caused the seat of violence to come near, meaning by our lifestyle of following the God of this age. Notice in Amos 6, verse 4, who lie on beds of ivory, stretch out on your couches, eat lambs from the flock and calves from the midst of the stall. Yes, God is speaking about those living in luxury while the nation crumbles, and they're more concerned for self than the nation. Let me get mine and get out. That seems to be the attitude of way too many people. In Amos 6, verse 5, God continues here, who chant to the sound of stringed instruments and invent for yourselves musical instruments like David. God is describing people that's more concerned for self than our nation. Yes, those doing whatever it takes to keep their lifestyle, even though they see and know that the nation is crumbling. Now notice verse 6, what God continues to say to our nation. He pinpoints this to the nation of Joseph, and that does mean the United States and the British people, the people that receive the birthright blessings, that has been blessed above all nations on the face of the earth, and that has turned our back on our Maker. Notice in verse 6, who drank wine from bowls and anoint yourselves with the best ointments, but are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. Yes, God pinpoints this prophecy to Joseph, which means the United States and the British people. God says that they try to continue their lifestyle while they see the nation crumble, not really caring about the nation. My friends, that's a bad place for us to be in. And unless we turn to our Maker, things will be worse by 2012 than it is in January 2011. We have a couple of booklets you should read, North America Listen and the United States and Britain and Prophecy. These booklets will help you understand the day that we are living in and what will happen to our nation. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615. Marble Hill, Missouri, 6th.